Well, meanwhile, a further 520 cases of COVID-19 were recorded last night, along with one further death. Professor Philip Nolan of NPHET described the situation as volatile and said it was too early to say if there was an established upward trend in the number of new infections. County Offaly still has the highest incidence of the disease, followed by Longford, Kildare and Dublin. The lowest incidence is in counties Leitrim, Kilkenny and Cork. For more, we can talk to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. Fergal, after almost 3 months of lockdown, I think the big question for many people is, where are these new cases coming from? Was any light shed on this last night?
Well, it appears to be a mixed picture, certainly, with various outbreaks contributing to the case numbers, some among students, some amongst the Irish traveller community, a small number of schools, and back to meat processing plants again too. But we were told last night that no one outbreak dominates. And we heard that given the current daily case numbers, seek and destroy approach isn't realistic for public health tracking and tracing, because the experts are saying that with levels of between 500 and 700 cases a day, you won't find a country in Europe, we're told, that seeking and destroying, identifying these cases and clusters at that level. Here's Dr. Ronan Glynn.
It's a mixed picture. For example, in Limerick, we have a student outbreak that's ongoing. We have a number of outbreaks in Irish travellers, the Irish travelling community, in a number of counties across the country. We have a small number of outbreaks in schools and I think a well-publicised outbreak in a childcare facility in Offaly. We have a number of outbreaks in workplaces, particularly meat processing facilities. It's a mixed picture, Fergal, to be honest. There isn't one outbreak dominating in any one area of the country. And on top of that, I suppose what public health colleagues are telling us is that they have ongoing, obviously, inter-household and household outbreaks. And it's all adding up to the stasis that we're seeing, unfortunately.
Dr. Ronan Glynn. Fergal, talk to us, if you would, about schools, because there has been a rise in the number of cases among children, in particular very young children.
Yes, there is some concern about a possible increase in cases among children aged 0 to 12 years. And NPHET says few cases are linked to school outbreaks, but it is being monitored closely. Now, last night's briefing, we heard that public health staff had reported instances where there's been socialising going to and from school, and also parents allowing play dates, which isn't advised. And there have been these events have led to outbreaks. Professor Philip Nolan explained.
We have some concern about a possible increase in incidence in children between 0 and 12 years of age, that we need to see how that pans out over the coming 10 to 14 days. I would be confident in the level of investigation that colleagues in public health are doing, and that when they tell us that there's very low detection and very low probability of transmission within schools, but at the same time we are seeing possibly an increase in incidence in children of school going age, which we'll have to monitor.
So they're watching that one. The use of rapid antigen tests raised again last night. Now, these tests at this stage are pretty common in many countries, but not here.
Yes, yesterday the Health Information and Quality Authority, they published a report on how 18 countries, including Ireland, have various strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19. And it's well worth a read by people, obviously, to inform themselves of what measures other countries have compared to Ireland. But one element that stood out was the use of antigen tests. These are rapid tests for COVID-19. You can get a result in about 15 or so minutes. And most of the 18 countries are using them. So obviously there've been issues raised about the non-use of it by the private sector, or that members of the public can't, for example, go into a pharmacy and buy a rapid antigen test. That's really not possible. They're used here in a limited way in hospitals and in other areas, but they're not widely publicly generally available. So in Ireland, we're still studying the effectiveness of antigen testing, and there is that limited use. There is a report awaited, but we've been looking at it for some time. That's the issue I think people have been raising.
Given current concerns, given that the cases have remained static, indeed gone up slightly over the last week, there were also questions last night about the summer and about how much will have changed by then.
Well, you'll recall that in December, the Taoiseach said that people would be able to have a meaningful Christmas. And we did see restrictions reintroduced on Christmas Eve. Now, Dr. Ronan Glynn said that he's hopeful and optimistic we'll be able to have an enjoyable summer, a good summer, he said, based on outdoor activity. Now, what exactly is meant by outdoor activity isn't really totally clear at this point, and no doubt, for example, the hospitality and hotel and other sectors will be anxious to establish what exactly that does mean. By summer, Neffet said, all people aged 70 and over and all people with underlying conditions will have been fully vaccinated, so they'll have got two doses. And they're saying that Ireland should be in a better place in a few months' time.
In the meantime, Fergal, any update on the vaccine situation?
Well, up to last Friday, over 668,500 doses had been administered, and over 487,000 people have got a first dose, and over 181,000 people have got a second dose. So that second group is fully vaccinated. The Irish Medical Organisation has said that those over 85 have now been vaccinated, and most of the over 80s group has also been completed. And GPs are beginning to vaccinate those aged 75 to 80 at that age group. So the IMO has said that everyone aged 70 and older should be vaccinated by mid-May. However, a caveat there, I've been reading the most recently published letter from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer to government, and they say they note that those aged 70 and older are not due to have their first dose until after April, mid-April, and not due to have their second dose until after mid-May. In early February, the Minister for Health said it would be mid-May before the over 70s would be fully vaccinated. Now, you'd have to note that word after in the correspondence from Neffet. So that sounds like a drift in terms of terminology.
Fergal, thanks indeed for that. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent there.